Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Tuesday morning. Don't forget, Big Brother is on tonight. Special night.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they got moved because I guess the Country Music Awards are tomorrow night. So tonight, 8 o'clock, CBS, meet you there. It's 7:37 right now, and it's time for the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. Fremont Bank has impacted nearly 40,000 jobs by helping thousands of local businesses get loans through the Paycheck Protection Program. That's Fremont Bank, everyone.
Nice job. Good people.
All right. Let me run through a few things here for you. So last night was Monday Night Football. I didn't catch any of Dancing with the Stars. I don't know how that happened, but I was really, I guess, because I was watching.
It's so weird.
There were two Monday Night Football games, the Steelers and the Titans won. And tonight, the NBA playoffs continue. Game one of Miami versus Boston, and game seven, Denver versus the LA Clippers. Mm. That one is winner moves on. So that's pretty cool. That should be fun tonight. Oh, and also Big Brother.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of stuff happening, the Apple event, which I've been warning you about, because, you know, they're going to pry open your wallet and pull money out of you. That happens
Beware.
At 10 a.m. this morning. So that's what time you'll find out how much this month's going to cost you. Yay.
This month just got expensive.
All right, so let me do a few fast facts for you here, if I could. The American film industry only produces the third most movies in the world.
Oh. Really? I'm surprised to hear that.
India's film industry produces the most, which we're very familiar with Bollywood, right?
That would have been my guess, not knowing, you know, because you definitely hear about
that. But who would be second?
Is it China?
It's not.
Is it Canada?
It's Nigeria.
Oh, what are they making films about?
I don't know, but they seem to have a lot of them. So,
that would have been down the list. I'm glad you jumped in with that, Vin. It would have taken me many more guesses to get there.
You're missing by a lot, you know, geographically, you're missing by a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
Mexico,
I wouldn't have guessed it either.
Argentina.
The first script for E.T. was a horror movie, and Steven Spielberg decided he liked it better as a family movie, and that horror script was rewritten to be Poltergeist.
Oh, wow. Huh. It's really weird how Hollywood works.
I know.
Like, just throw that, so it's out. Like, if you want to have a movie about a friendly, just write that. You know, why do you have to bastardize somebody else's script? At least that one got made into something else.
It's very weird.
It is weird.
Yeah. And the trends are weird, too, when you see, I remember weirdly, like, two hurricane movies came out within a couple months of each other. And then sometimes these contagion type movies
come out.
Like someone hears one company's making that and they go, we got to have one of those too.
Wasn't there a bunch of ones with meteors coming to Earth too?
Uh-huh.
Like Armageddon, right. And then Doomsday or something. I mean, you're right. They come in, there's like a glut. There'll be like a bunch of army movies, or there'll be, mm-hmm. Whatever the topic is. Well, we got to get ours in there. Vampire movies. Oh, we got to do those.
Right. Cheerios were called Cheeriotes when they debuted in 1941. The name was changed in 1945. And it's been that way ever since.
Yay. Nobody wants to think I'm eating oats. You know, they want to be more, dude, Cheerio. It's more adorable.
Neil deGrasse Tyson is one of the most famous astrophysicists in the world. Turns out he's a fantastic dancer as well. He won a gold medal at the dance meet in 1985 doing Latin ballroom for the University of Texas dance team.
Oh, we got to get him on Dancing with the Stars.
I bet he's been on. Do you think he hasn't been on?
I have no idea. I don't know who's been. I mean, actually, right. I wouldn't be surprised to hear he's been on, but I don't remember that at all. You know, there's all these reports yesterday. Do you have those reports about Venus?
I do. I don't have them in front of me, but I can certainly report that. I read was something like, why are we paying any attention to that other planet when this one may be the one?
Right. There may actually be microbial life.
They're talking about scrapping Mars and moving over to Venus. That's a trip,
well,
right?
The thing about Venus, though, is you can't settle there. It's just so hot. It's ridiculous. Like, at least you could set up a camp on Mars and not cook.
I don't know what to say to that.
But to find life on another planet right here in our solar system, that means life is throughout, is everywhere.
Does it?
That'd be incredible. Well, doesn't it? I mean, if in one sun there's at least two planets with some form of life on them, that means there's life everywhere. This place is teeming with it. In my humble opinion. Thank you.
Teeming with it. Okay.
Listen.
Bill Nye, the science guy. Doesn't have any degrees in any of the traditional science fields. He graduated from Cornell University in 1977 with a degree in mechanical engineering.
Oh. Well, you gotta be smart for that. Bill Nye the Science Guy. I love science. Oh, we're today, kids. We're gonna do some experiments. They're gonna blow your mind.
Have you ever seen his show or whatever it is he does?
Yeah, my kids watched lots of Bill Nye when we were little. Especially the one kid. He still watches nerd videos, as I call them. Oh, look.
He's on TikTok, too. He's great. I love him.
Is he?
Bill Nye's on TikTok?
Yeah, he gives, these really cool, 1 minute videos about random science stuff.
Well, he's
really
been pretty angry lately. I've seen a lot of things where he's yelling at me. I'm like, please.
Oh, about COVID and stuff?
About everything. Just he's just becoming a crotchety old man. I guess that happens to the best of us, you know?
He was pretty ticked off about the COVID thing, about the, the mask wearing and stuff. So he, of course, did a presentation on the science behind that. So I thought that was pretty
cool. Oh, he was for it, not against it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say that's
He's a science
helpful,
guy, Vin.
Bill Nye.
Right.
Okay, well, is he, though? I just told you he didn't graduate from any science field at all.
It's right there in the title.
He knows stuff, though.
Yeah, he's smart.
That's pretty cool.
Nerd.
It's right there in the title. Sure. Okay.
The science guy.
Right. I gotcha. Except that's a sort of a self. Never mind. The original title of 1984 was 1980.
Wow.
But George Orwell got sick while he was writing it, and the book got delayed, and he needed a bigger gap between its release date and the future that he was writing about. So he just changed the number.
Oh, funny.
4 years later.
What year did that come out?
No idea.
Oh. Like
no idea. I remember that it was, important reading as a youngster.
That's a hellscape there, you know? Mm-hmm. 1984 was the first book I read where I was like, oh, man, sci-fi in the future. This is awesome.
It was published in 1949.
Oh, 49. Oh, so only 35 years in the future.
And that's where we got Big Brother from, right?
45. Yes, yeah, Big Brother was always watching, and the kids were like, you'd send your kids to school, and they'd just get indoctrinated there, and you had to, even at home, you couldn't, like, say anything, because your kids would turn you into little narcs, and then there was, like, the whole face-eating rat thing. There's some stuff in there that's...
You remember more about it than I do. Good on you. I don't remember
that,
all that.
That book. That book changed my life. I was like, oh, I know what I need to read. The world needs to be ending. Massive sci-fi. It just, I love that. I've read a few of his books. You read Animal Farm, which is like,
of
course, why communism doesn't work. So good.
Sloths.
Oh, sloths
are famous for being slow and lazy, but they're super fast when they do it.
What?
It lasts about 6 seconds.
Well, they don't have all day. They're gonna get back to doing nothing. You know,
6 seconds.
And waste no time. That's very anticlimactic, isn't it?
It's terrible. I mean, you wait so long for an opportunity. You want it to be fun and enjoyable for more than 6 seconds, for crying out loud.
And the fact that they're that slow is they're hanging out just like not doing anything all day. You'd think they'd need things to think about. You know, and if it's only 6 seconds, it's like, God, you could think about that 10 times a minute. Like, you could relive the whole thing. Like, give me a nice long memory to ponder over and turn upside down and think on.
Agreed. And from that to this, according to a new survey, half of couples say it's been impossible or close to impossible to keep the spark alive during the 6 months of pandemic.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
The three most common things couples have done to try and get that spark back are at-home date nights, starting a new exercise routine together, and planning a trip that one day you'll get to enjoy.
Oh, that's cute. It's nice that they're trying to find ways. That's good.
Yeah, it's. I know you're not in that, the kid crunch.
Yeah,
but there's no doubt that you become... Especially now that we're
sort of take care of the children.
Yeah, I mean, I'll do the chores. Now you do the, okay, I went grocery shopping. You're making dinner. I'll do the dishes. You give them the baths. Yeah. We'll put them to bed. Like it's, and then what's left for you? Nothing.
Nothing. Zero.
Good night.
I'm done.
Have a good one.
Sleepy time.
The survey also found the average couple hasn't taken a trip in 7 months, and couples with kids haven't been away without them in over a year.
There is no escaping them these days. Unless you're rich. If you're rich, I guess you can get some people to live with you, you know?
You know, you have to be... Thing. Look, just for us, an example of us, we're not rich. We're doing very well, but we're not even close to rich. We need to work every day. Both of us have to keep working to keep where we are. But our whole life was planned around having daycare and planned around certain things, and now it's all on us, and it's completely... flipped how life works. You need to be way richer than us to be able to hire a nanny to come in full time and take over.
Yeah, but if you're rich, like, it seems like all the stars are having a great time, and I'm feeling like they have live-in help. There's no question. Chrissy Teigen, come on, man. All you do is cook.
She's got to, right?
There's
no way she would say, I'll have another kid on top of these two if she's staying at home taking care of them full time. Unless she's really good at it. That might be it.
Some people, it is their calling, Ben. There's no question. There's nothing they want to do more than play dolls.
Right.
Truly.
And that's great. And I'm happy for the people who are really good at it. I've seen them. I've met them. I know some of them. And they're like, why is this so hard for you? I don't know what to tell you. You know?
Things are hard, man.
It's harder for me than it is for you. I'm glad that your attention span can be...
Boring. That is the problem. Playing with kids is freaking boring. They want to do the same things over and over, and all the onus is on you. You got to make up the story. You got to figure out what the plot's going to be for the stupid imaginary game that we're playing. You got to even make the tea, for God's sake. I mean, it's all on you. They just sit there like, and now what are we going to do? And by we, I mean you.
Right.
Monkey
well, I'm
dance.
Glad to hear that you remember it, because I have a feeling that I will romanticize it once it's done and be like, oh, I sure
And then you'll watch
one.
The videos and go, oh, that was exhausting.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. If you're having trouble sleeping, apparently there is the sleep business in general is big, like billions of dollars.
Yeah.
And Pepsi has now come up with a drink to help put you to sleep. They want some
really?
Of that sleep money. You know, what is it? NyQuil?
Sure. NyQuil works, man. Right, like melatonin.
It's a big business. There's
Advil
no doubt.
Advil PM.
Right, exactly right. And there's other, and in fact, actually, NyQuil has just a sleep medicine. I think it's called Z's or something
ZQL,
like
that. Right?
ZQL, something like that. Yeah. I've seen it. I haven't used
it. Oh, so they've just embraced it at this point. It's right. Like, yeah. I just need
Pepsi has announced a new product called Driftwell.
Oh.
And it's a relaxation drink that's supposed to help you de-stress and go to sleep. They say basically it's a non-carbonated water in a can with a bit of blackberry and lavender and some vitamins, and it'll go on sale before the end of the year.
Huh.
You know what I famously remember?
Non-carbonated in a can? That sounds terrible. Yeah,
we go full circle. I famously remember, because we talked about the Apple event coming up where you'll need to spend your money. I remember Steve Jobs, when he decided to drop the iPhone, he said, it's a big market, the phone business, and if we can get just 1% of it, it'll be worth making phones. Wow. And of course, meanwhile, he was sitting on the App Store and knew what they were going to do to the phone business. But, right.
Evil genius. Just let us in. Want 1%.
Just a little bit of that business, if we could. And of course, he knew what they were going to do to that business.
Bye, BlackBerry. You were fun.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys said. 408 says, Vinny, I think you'd be surprised about the cost of a live-in nanny. It was less expensive than daycare. And after school care, for sure. I can send you info if you're interested.
Yeah. Get someone living at your house.
Well, no, I wouldn't even need that. But sure, it'd be great to have someone clock in, take over. But I'd have to know that they're not, you know, kissing people out there in the public without masks and catching COVID and bringing it into my house. How are you going to know that?
Well, that's why I'm saying it's got to be a live-in. You got a basement? Let's carve out a room for this lady.
You know, plenty of people.
I don't know if you're with Manny.
Can look upstanding and be bar trolls by night, you know?
Oh, most people are. Let's face it. Everyone has a dark, you know, that underbelly.
Right.
We've all got that. There's all things, you know, we don't tell everybody everything.
Speak for yourself,
sir. I am speaking for myself. It's a nasty underbelly going on there. You think I'm all sweetness and light, don't you?
When Sarah and Vinny got started, there were two movies about runner Steve Prefontaine. Yeah, it's weird how these trends, I think one movie company hears what someone's making and they go, we got to have one of those too. Prefontaine was a famous runner from Oregon that ended up helping Nike become what it is. He was one of their first big runners. Nike, that is, for Oregon, the college, and then went on to become an Olympian. So, yeah. And you know who starred in it? Your boy, Jared Leto, was one of the Prefontaines.
Oh, he must have been a little kid.
I think so. Maybe I need to look that up. Can you look that up? Jared Leto, Steve Prefontaine. He was a runner in I think it was the 70s.
You know, he might be close to our age. I'm thinking he was on My So-Called Life, right? Wasn't it him?
I don't
Claire
know
Danes
him
on
that
kids show in the 90s.
I yeah, you're say, right, Ben.
I'm going to say he's 10 years younger than us. How old is he right now?
Hold on.
I bet he's 44. I bet he's 46.
He's 48.
Oh. How about that story that he came out of remember when we first went into lockdown and then like a month later, this dude comes out of his yoga retreat and goes, what happened?
Jared Leto? That was the one?
Wasn't
that's
he the
so
guy?
Funny. I totally don't remember that. But that's, of course it was. Of course it was him.
Deep in meditation for a month and comes out of it and goes, what happened?
Where is everybody?
You gotta be kidding me. Anyway, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Music news right after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.